from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. World War II veterans, officials, and visitors are commemorating D-Day on the beaches of Normandy to honor those who fought for freedom on June 6, 1944. Ex-New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has filed paperwork for a run at the presidency. Stocks finishing higher today. Banks were some of the biggest gainers on Wall Street, recovering from their struggles earlier this year after high interest rates helped cause several high-profile failures. The cryptocurrency world, meanwhile, took another hit. That's after U.S. regulators accused the Coinbase crypto trading platform of operating as an unregistered securities exchange. The Dow is up 10 points today, the NASDAQ gaining 47, the S&P 500 added 10 points. This is SRN News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of a typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC newsroom in New York. Ladies and gentlemen, we may be approaching a fateful hour. All night long, bulletins have been pouring in from Berlin claiming that D-Day is here, claiming that the invasion of Western Europe has begun. Let me read you several of the latest bulletins. One says that a report, unconfirmed by Allied sources, of course, says that heavy fighting is taking place between the Germans and invasion forces on the Normandy Peninsula, about 31 miles southwest of Le Havre. Another bulletin, also from Berlin Radio and unconfirmed, says that British-American landing operations against the western coast of Europe, from the sea and from the air, are stretching over the entire area between Cherbourg and Le Havre, a distance of about 60 miles. I repeat, there is no confirmation. And here's another bulletin just in. DNB, the German agency, says, this is unconfirmed, that the most important airdromes in the area of the Normandy Peninsula of France have been wiped out. Now, I presume that means wiped out by the Allies.
Think about that. You know, and I know this is, y'all know I'm a huge history buff. One of my all-time favorite movies is Darkest Hour, with the performance of a lifetime by Gary Oldman as Churchill. And today we have idiots that want to tear that statue of Churchill down because he was a colonialist, and all this BS, all this Marxist BS they're being fed in school. But think about the people. And in this case, it would be my dad, mom, their parents, who at this point now are in the third year of a war that has compelled all kinds of lifestyle changes. Limits, rationing. Can you imagine America today doing that? It's getting very hard. Saw a taste of it on 9/11. Because we all wanted to get them. Just like we did after Pearl Harbor. And we did. But it's amazing. I remember right after that, you'd see cars on the road with a flag attached to every window. Super patriot. While they're driving 85 miles an hour down the turnpike, which I always thought was an odd contradiction, behaviorally speaking. But what that must have meant, if nothing else, knowing that the invasion of Europe was underway, that maybe the end of this freaking war is in the foreseeable future. And it still took June 6th, the following May, almost 11 months. In fact, it was 11 months and a day. We are going to change topics right now to find out what's happening with our money with Mr. Right on the Money, Brant McDonald from Invista Advisors. Hey, Brant.
Hey, Greg. Yeah, I was listening to you there while I was holding about D-Day, and I'm a huge World War II history buff, just huge. You know, I've read tons and tons of books. I love all the documentaries. I know you do as well, and what a day. What a day to remember those guys. I mean, can you imagine coming off those boats, storming those beaches?
No, it was so realistically portrayed in the Tom Hanks movie. Skip the name. I'm having a mess.
Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan.
But the authenticity of the reenactment of the Normandy landing, that's what they faced. I mean, almost, they were told, half of you will not get out of here alive. But they did it. They did it because they believed in the country, believed in the cause. And at the end of the show today, by the way, it's a tradition that was started by Dan Morris many years ago, and I'm going to carry that tradition on. It's Ronald Reagan speaking at Pointe du Hoc on the 40th anniversary of the Normandy invasion. That will be the wrap to today's show coming up next hour. In the meantime, I haven't really had a chance to look at the markets and stuff today. What kind of a day was it?
I mean, we had a slight upward bias for the day. The Dow Jones was up a couple of hundred points. And if you look at the trajectory or really the action of the market over the last many weeks, it's for the most part, if you look at the broad market, it's been a lot of sideways action. And as I said yesterday, you know, getting the debt ceiling thing behind us, you know, that's over with now. But now everyone's turning their focus to a lot of this data, as I said yesterday afternoon. And it's interesting to me because I look around at the data, you know, and I see the level of commercial real estate loans, you know, an all-time historical record, $1.5 trillion coming due in the next 12, 18 months. I see consumer credit card debt over a trillion dollars now, first time ever. I see, you know, triple C-rated corporate bonds melting down, banks having problems, you know, there's retail sales in contraction territory. The ISM manufacturing number clearly in contraction. The ISM services number yesterday that's barely hanging on. It's just there's bad news everywhere. And yet, you know, you see bubbles that are still forming in this market. Now the big news, now the big talk is all about artificial intelligence, you know, and right. And so some of these tech stocks have been on fire. But, you know, I will say this, too, and I did want to be sure and get this out there. It's interesting because, you know, Comer, James Comer, and this whistleblower, I know you keep up with that. And
oh, yeah.
But,
definitely.
You know, there's this news story out there where the guy got free. You know, he went missing. He's back on the scene. And now it looks like the FBI is going to have to shake loose with some of these documents that directly connect Biden to a bribery scheme.
Yeah.
And some in my circles nationally are beginning to really pay attention to this in an even bigger way, you know, than they have any time in the past. This thing, I think, could potentially have some legs. And that could probably be the one thing that maybe moves markets more than anything else.
Really?
I think it's beginning to heat up. And you're seeing some pretty big name people start to weigh in on this a little bit. Even certain media types that have tried to, you know, wanted to stay away from it. And so I think that's going to bear, you know, very, very close watching. You know, I really do. And we're going to get a lot more information. You know, you see Robert Kennedy and how he's polling now.
Yeah.
You know, the politics of all of this are starting to really shape up. And everyone knows that really it's not Biden that's running for president. It truly is Kamala Harris. And so we need to properly label this thing.
Disaster in the making is what that is. Oh, God, please.
It really is. And I think the Democrat Party has got its backs against the wall on this one. And I think they're going to cave. And it'll be interesting to me to see. Are they going to go ahead and, from a strategic standpoint, punt Biden off the ticket? Or are they going to embrace Robert Kennedy, which I don't think they will. I think the ultra-left-leaning part of the party is not going to go for Kennedy. As a matter of fact, I was talking to some people. I would say watch out. They're going to probably either try to frame that guy,
yeah,
or they're going to probably try to kill him if he starts to gain too much in the polls. Because I think he's as big a threat to the machine that's up there in Washington, maybe even more so than certain Republicans. Because remember, he's a big believer in the fact that the CIA took down his father. He wants to dismantle the deep state and the FBI and the CIA.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So in some ways, I think he's a bigger threat. And so a lot of the, I guess the bottom line is it's political season. We're in the first inning of it. And yeah, a lot of this is starting to, I think, begin to have an impact on markets.
Yeah, RFK really is starting to pull in the 20 percentile. And I think there are Democrats who are waking up to the fact that the party they thought they were in isn't that party anymore. They are behind some incredibly destructive programs and pushing things that are just not realistic. I'm wondering when this, you know, this relentless, everybody's got to buy an electric vehicle, but in California you can't charge it during certain times of the day because the grid can't support it. And until we have charging stations, you know, on every corner like we do gas stations, and you can do that in 5 minutes, I don't see that ever becoming a thing. I don't know what they're going to do with all these cars, but most people can't afford a $75,000 machine. I've done my part.
No, they can't. And
I buy fuel-efficient vehicles.
The types of technologies that they need in order to power up the grid really is either going to be embrace crude and coal to power up the grid, or dramatically embrace nuclear.
Yes.
And either way you go, you're talking about a long-term investment and a lot of infrastructure that's got to get put in place over the next 10 to 20 years to support the kind of grid that would be needed for all electric.
Yes. When Jeff Sessions used to come on the show, he was an advocate for nuclear energy. But he said with all the regulations in place, it would be 5 years before they could turn a shovel full of dirt to start building a plant, which is nuts. And then you've got...
Well, it is.
And you have groups out there, we don't want any oil. Stop drilling, stop everything, no more oil. They're really convinced that the planet's going to burst into flame at some point, and it's so nuts. And, of course, all of these things ultimately impact your universe. And if it impacts yours, then it impacts ours, by extension. Wow, that sounded a lot more intelligent than I really am.
Yeah, that sounded pretty good, yeah.
Well, we appreciate you.
No, you're exactly right.
We appreciate you joining us this afternoon. You got the All-Stars today?
Yeah, well, we've got some practice this afternoon and again tomorrow afternoon, and then we start the district tournament Thursday night. It'll go through Saturday, see how that goes, and then the big state tournament is in late June. So, I don't know. We'll see. Boys are looking good. They're working hard, I can tell you that. They're working really, really hard.
That is awesome. We will be cheering for them, my friend. And thank you for taking time out of your day to join us a little early so we could get the scoop.
Likewise, I appreciate it, Bernie.
Sure.
I really do. We'll chat tomorrow, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks,
Coach.
Absolutely. I think tomorrow, the PPI, the CPI, the inflation numbers are out this week. So that could be a game changer as well. On News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, we have really turned the corner into some hot weather, and I already know somebody who is sitting at home with every fan running because their AC quit and they don't have a Clark's Club membership. And at this time of the year, if you don't have an existing relationship, and I recommend Clark's with all my heart, I really do, because they're the best at what they do, You may have to wait days to get somebody out to your house, but Clark's Club members don't. You get two annual tune-ups for that $180 fee and the guarantee of priority service if you're in a situation like the one I described, or you have a plumbing emergency come up, and you get a discount on parts and labor for the repair. And these are the best HVAC technicians and plumbers you will ever meet, and among the nicest people you'll ever work with. I always say, you want to serve them refreshments when they come to do a service at your house, because they're just such great folks. Isn't that who you'd like to work with? Reach out at 277-2125, 277-2125. You can also visit clarkcomfort.com. Their Alabama certification number is 99004. Traffic, how's it behaving, Skipper?
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, it's a beautiful afternoon, and we don't have any major problems anywhere around the area. A little busy in some spots. East Boulevard at I-85, Northeast Boulevard around Lagoon Park, and Highway 31 to Prattville, our busiest areas right now. Light to mostly moderate traffic everywhere else. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown. Summer's in full swing at Midtown Plaza, Shop Boost Mobile, GameStop, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton Company development. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Want to grab lunch?
I can't. Got to pick up my dry cleaning or I won't have anything to wear to work tomorrow.
There's never enough time. That's why I switched to Worth Cleaner's new 24/7 Express kiosk on Vaughn Road. I can drop off and pick up my laundry and dry cleaning anytime I want, day or night.
Wow, Worth Cleaner sounds like the solution.
Worth Cleaners is excited to announce their 24/7 Express kiosk. This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery and will allow customers to drop off and pick up their dry cleaning and laundry at their convenience, day or night, any day of the year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go into their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall to aid customers who are first-time users. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Five Renovations today.
Rub-a-dub-dub, do you have an ugly tub? If your bathroom has seen better days, or if you're just ready for a change, it's a great time to love your bathroom again. During their Spring into Savings event, they're offering 18-month same-as-cash financing for qualified buyers or $1,000 off a full wet area remodel to include bathtub to walk-in shower conversions, bathtub replacements with wall system, or their popular Alexis walk-in bathtub with all the bells and whistles. Their products are fully backed by the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval and are protected by factory-authorized limited lifetime warranty. Call today or contact Bath Innovations at bathinnovations.com. If your bathroom is not becoming to you, you should be coming to Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the aggravation, call Bath Innovations today.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a forecast that starts to sound more and more similar every day. There's still a risk of some evening pop-up storms before they fade out later tonight, low 68. Tomorrow, we'll do it again. Good bit of sunshine, high temperature in the lower 90s, scattered random pop-up storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Same thing Thursday, although the number of storms may be a little higher Thursday as a frontal system approaches. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Seems like there's too much news, like, you know, because now they have 24-hour news. Now, when I was a young boy, the news was half a hour. That was the whole news, you know. They had it about right. That's about all the news there is. see this all the time on the news. The newsman will come on, he'll go, "Good evening, everybody. This is the newsman." Whatever he says, he's not going to say that. Our top story tonight, a lady has vanished. And then he goes, "Let's go outside where there's another guy." So then they cut to outside. We're outside, and we found out about this lady that vanished. Her name was Janice. And then one day, you know, they go, "Hey, more news on Janice. Here's the scouring the woods. They're still searching for Janice." And then you go, "Oh, not the woods. You're not, that's not..." Nothing good ever happens in the woods. You know, if they find you in the woods, they always find you in the same place. Every time, they will find you in a shallow grave. I don't know why they don't just look there in the first place. If I was the police chief, I'd go, "Listen, I want every shallow grave in the vicinity checked out. I want to clear up this case by Tuesday on account of I'm running for DA or whatever."
Because on account of you want to know why.
Why?
Because that's what he was just saying.
Yeah.
So, should we listen to a little more authentic D-Day audio?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember my parents telling me about Eisenhower. And I remember my mother saying, he was so popular that he could have run as a Democrat or Republican, and he would have won. In fact, I think both parties tried to recruit him. The Republicans got him. And this is his message on D-Day morning.
"Here's an airman of the Allied Expeditionary Force. You are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savagely. But this is the year 1944. Much has happened since the Nazi triumphs of 1940-41. The United Nations have inflicted upon the Germans great defeats in open battle, man to man. Our air offensive has seriously reduced their strength in the air and their capacity to wage war on the ground. Our home fronts have given us an overwhelming superiority in weapons and munitions of war and placed at our disposal great reserves of trained fighting men. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking."
Powerful stuff. You know, Brant mentioned that he's a fan of history and looking back on these amazing events when you think about it and how much this country was able to produce to fight basically two separate wars, one in the Pacific, one overseas in the Atlantic. The amount of war material that had to be accumulated and make its way to Britain for this thing to take place, the number of people and planes and, you know, the war effort engaged everybody. And on the most local level, you get 3 gallons of gas a week. Use it carefully, or you stuck buying it off the black market. Sacrifices, butter, sugar, meat, you know, rationing and everything. So it's something that really affected everybody. One of the more underappreciated services, especially in the early years of the war, were the merchant marine. We were producing an enormous amount of weapons, all the things that soldiers need to fight. And a lot of it was getting sunk on the way to England. I remember there was a movie, can't remember the name of it, but there was one poignant scene. this man and his family, I think, what was that little town that the Nazis destroyed? Had Coventry. It was based on something going on there. And they were at the beach because there wasn't a whole lot to do. And a can washed ashore. And it was a can of strawberry jam. And they, you would think they had found gold, because at this point in the war, those kinds of things, they just weren't there. That's the way it was. The merchant marine, especially in, well, even before the war started, we were sending stuff over to England. Those guys, you talk about people that didn't have much of a chance. They're on these boats that don't have a lot of defense, but for a few destroyers here and there, but the U-boats were everywhere. And they would prowl at night, and those guys would be sleeping in their bunks, and boom, their ship is sunk in a matter of minutes. All those kinds of stories deserve to be remembered today. And at the very end of the show, we will continue with tradition started by our friend Dan Morris, and planning to play the Ronald Reagan speech. He's talking about somebody who could just deliver a message like nobody else. That will wrap up the show tonight at 5:51. It's 9 minutes of very memorable speech making. Wow, have you ever seen a show that's gone from weird to serious like this one has today? We've been all over the place, Rosie. And personally, I blame you, but that's okay. You are forgiven. Since we just played Ike, and for those of you who have seen the movie Darkest Hour, that would be a great way to remember our heroes from this date 79 years ago. You had, this morning we played FDR, his prayer to America, and King George VI, who eventually and very wisely came around to the idea that Churchill was the right guy, because he was the only person that Adolf Hitler really feared. And his speech, and this is the same king that made the movie The King's Speech, correct? George VI?
I'm not sure.
Because he had difficulty. And you can hear it in this. I'm just going to play a little bit of this, but every leader in the free world was on national radio and international radio that day telling their people about the great story going on in Normandy.
This is London calling in the overseas service of the BBC, calling New Zealand, Australia, the Far East, India, Persia and Iraq, East Africa, the Near East, Italy, North Africa, Malta, Gibraltar, and the whole of the Mediterranean area, Central Africa, South Africa, West Africa, Canada, the United States of America, the British West Indies, Central America, and South America. In a few moments, we shall hear His Majesty the King. This is London. In a few moments, His Majesty the King will speak to his people at home and overseas. He will also be heard throughout the United States of America.
4 years ago, our nation and empire stood alone against an overwhelming enemy with our backs to the wall, tested as never before in our history. In God's providence, we survived that test. The spirit of the people, resolute, dedicated, burnt like a bright flame, lit surely from those unseen fires which nothing can quench. Once more, a supreme test has to be faced. This time, the challenge is not to fight to survive, but to fight to win the final victory for the good cause.
I had never heard that until we played a very small portion of that this morning because of time limitations. That is the king that had the speech issue. And he had a very awkward relationship with Churchill. But in the end, and it's a great scene in the movie The Darkest Hour, Churchill is at his wit's end because he knows that the country is in terrible peril. And he's getting little cooperation from his political party and parliament and all this stuff. So, and he's sweating it out. And he was a night owl. So it's late in the evening. He's at 10 Downing Street, and his wife Winnie comes to see him in the room, and he's very despondent and downcast and worried about everything. And she said, "Well, you have a visitor." And Churchill says, "Who is it?" And she says, "The king." And Churchill's reaction was, "Which king?"
Yeah.
Because he didn't think because of their relationship that he would be there. But it was him. It was King George VI. And basically took Churchill into confidence and said, "I've got your back." The king was, they had been begging him to flee England and go to Canada, which would have been a terrible statement, a message to Germany. It's like, we know we're vulnerable. We know you're going to win this and we're getting out. And I will live in exile. But he didn't do that. And took some guts. 4:32 on News Talk 93.1 FM. When life, you know, hear the old saying, you know, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Well, lemonade isn't always possible. But when life does give you a lemon, that doesn't mean you have to squeeze it. That's why I am very proud to tell you about Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. Having been through that, I've told the story a few times, but I was on the air when I got served with papers. Was not expecting it, especially at work. But I guess process servers, whatever, they can walk anywhere they go. They think you are to give you those papers. Because the guy literally dumped a phone book-sized pile into my lap and said, "You've been served." And I was in the middle of a show with another guy, and I just left. Because it's, I was like just totally emotionally vacant, had nothing to give. It's the one and only time in my life I've walked out of a radio show. Because I couldn't do it, just couldn't do it. So when you're reeling from one of these life events, you need support, you need people, you need advocacy, and that's what Delk and Tomlinson bring to the table in matters of family law. It doesn't always have to be a crisis. I mean, you should get a will done if you are trying to adopt, if somebody's trying to change an existing relationship. Three words, turn it over to people that can take care of it for you and let you get on with your life while they get in and swing on your behalf. And that's what you will get with Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson at Delk and Tomlinson. Look up all their services at this web address, thealabamafamilylawyers.com, thealabamafamilylawyers.com, or reach out for a consultation at 819-4810, 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, at that point of the show, we have a traffic update, and then we have 1819 News and Rich's Forecast.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, if you're headed out of Montgomery on Highway 31 to Prattville, right near the Kenworth Truck Dealership before Hunter Loop, we had a vehicle fire earlier. We're still seeing a big backup of traffic both directions there, so please use caution. We have a new accident on East South Boulevard. It's right near Strathmore Drive. If you're coming up from Woodley Road headed to Troy Highway, should be in your lane, but use caution in that area this afternoon. Busy around Montgomery, light to moderate traffic, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Whether your credit is excellent or just plain slow, a home equity loan is just a phone call away. Call the company that'll get it done, MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000. That's 567-9000. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
1819 News.
A state lawmaker believes that it was very timely for Governor Ivey to sign the Property Protection Act into state law in light of China's recent actions of flying a fighter jet over the Taiwan Straits. House Majority Leader Scott Stadhagen introduced the bill to prohibit the purchase of Alabama land by entities that are connected to the Chinese, North Korean, Iranian, and Russian governments. Stadhagen believes that allowing land to be purchased in Alabama and potentially near military bases would be a state and national security threat. Stadhagen says that China's leadership has made it clear that they don't like the U.S. and they have no interest in a positive relationship. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Did you know that it is estimated that 37 million children around the world call an orphanage home? The reasons are numerous, but the responsibility to care for vulnerable children is certain. God calls His people to care for vulnerable children in His name, and that's where our friends at Lifeline Children's Services come in. For more than 40 years, Lifeline has been helping Christians meet the needs of these precious children through adoption, foster care, global orphan care, and a host of other ways. If your family or church would like to know more about how you can answer God's call to care for vulnerable children in Jesus' name, head over to lifelinechild.org.
A Walmart distribution center in Coleman is going to be upgraded to increase product shipments. Walmart will invest $350 million in robotics and artificial intelligence programming in order to renovate the regional distribution center. The Coleman distribution center has been in operation in Alabama for 40 years. Battleship Memorial Park out of Mobile is undergoing some renovations that have also been filmed for an upcoming television show. Today's Homeowner is the television show that will feature the volunteer crews as they repaint the bow of the USS Alabama. It'll be featured on an upcoming episode set for July 10th. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Garden Center and Landscaping will help make your yard bloom this summer. Make your property beautiful with their large variety of low-maintenance shrubbery. Pine straw bales only $4.50, and their June special, 10% off all ornamental concrete. Shaw's is the River Region's exclusive retailer for wood furniture by Grassy Ridge Gazebos. With 50 years of horticulture experience, Shaw's can offer you advice and tips to help you get growing. Visit 3295 Wetumpka Highway in Montgomery, like them on Facebook, or go to shawsgardencenter.com.
Picture this, a serene, tranquil resting place surrounded by nature's beauty, a place where memories are cherished and loved ones are forever remembered. We're talking about your final resting place, and it's never too early to start planning for it. Pine View Memorial Gardens in Wetumpka has been family-owned and operated for over 55 years. We understand the importance of pre-need planning. You can make decisions that reflect your personal wishes. Choose the perfect location, whether it's a serene garden, a peaceful mausoleum, or a place in our cremation wall. Pre-need planning also alleviates the burden from your loved ones during a time of grief. By planning ahead, you can secure today's prices, protecting yourself and your family from future cost increases. So why wait? Contact Pine View Memorial Gardens in Wetumpka today. Your final resting place should be a reflection of your unique journey. Take control of your future and make pre-need planning a priority. Pine View Memorial Gardens in Wetumpka, where memories live on.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a forecast that starts to sound more and more similar every day. There's still a risk of some evening pop-up storms before they fade out later tonight, low 68. Tomorrow, we'll do it again. Good bit of sunshine, high temperature in the lower 90s, scattered random pop-up storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Same thing Thursday, although the number of storms may be a little higher Thursday as a frontal system approaches. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. Taylor Swift and her new boyfriend split. Mostly because she's Taylor Swift and he's a boyfriend. A bar in Australia has apologized after offering free drinks based on bra size. Turns out a lot of middle-aged men were offended when bartenders kept handing them free drinks. A new study says that growing wheat has become more difficult. Well, so much for Nabisco's new wheat fix. And Cleveland was ranked as the worst city to raise kids. We got robbed, said the mayor of Detroit. This is not headline news.
I need some good news.
Are you ready for some good news? Are you ready for some good news, man?
Well, some good news.
Well, I have some good news.
Really? Good news?
Tell them the good news.
Spit it out!
You know, it's not very often that we get good news out of California. It's not because anything that California did right. It's just how far will they go to enforce unfair and discriminatory racial and gender quotas. Until recently, the Golden State was willing to fine corporations up to $300,000 if they didn't engage in equitable behavior. There's a difference between that and discrimination. Discrimination is when you prohibit or deliberately limit a certain group. Men, women, any person of color or a certain faith. That's discrimination. That's wrong. We have laws to protect people from that. But in California, this was mandated. And a federal district court put an end to it. In the Alliance for Fair Board Recruitment versus Weber, it struck down a state statute that required racial and gender identity. Gender identity. So that means by that gender identity standard where there's 38 different genders, you got to make sure that you're accommodating all of that, which is total lunacy.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's been struck down as unconstitutional. The statute required California corporations to have, as members on their board of directors, individuals from supposedly underrepresented groups. And then there's the whole list, because it's basically everything except the white male, because we're the scourge of the earth here. After this law took effect in 2020, the Alliance for Fair Board Recruitment, which is composed of individuals who do not identify into one of the statute's group, sued the California Secretary of State. The Alliance argued this quota system violated the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment, and the court agreed. You know, it's like all these, the whole idea that we have to have all of these subgroups, hyphenated Americans, this has been destructive. We should all be Americans first, who happen to be black, white, Hispanic, in origin. But aren't we here to be Americans, or am I just being incredibly naive?
No, that's the way we were raised, Greg. It was a privilege and an honor.
Yeah.
To be called an American. There was pride in.
No, now you should be ashamed of this country. We stole the land we live on and everything else. And I am seeing the word reparations turn up everywhere. But California, there again, they're painted into another corner. Now they want $5 million. Person. They can't do that.
No.
They can't afford to do that, even if they did want to do it. But you see, they made the gesture and created this board that would determine, you know, what was fair. Well, the board came up with their definition of what's fair, and it's incredibly unfair to the California taxpayers who are getting raked over the coals. How about this idiot mayor in New York? This guy, how did he get elected? He got elected because he said he was anti-crime. Then he goes to speak at a graduation, and when he mentioned his history as a police officer, the entire class stood up and turned their back on him. That's good for the future, knowing that we're graduating kids that have that attitude towards law enforcement. And I predicted this on this show, because once they started putting people up in Midtown Manhattan hotels, which they have destroyed.
Yeah.
Because when you give somebody something for nothing, it gets destroyed. Yeah. How many of these... I used to watch these demolition shows, and where they would blow up sometimes one or multiple buildings at the same time. Most of it was public housing. It wasn't even 40 years old. Because it got destroyed.
They didn't value it because they didn't have to put anything into it. No sweat equity.
Nope. Now... Mayor Adams is asking New York citizens to take in the migrants.
Yeah, right.
That will really be a test for these uber New York liberals who look down on us knuckle-scraping Alabamians, and, you know, with their very low opinion of us. Let's see how many people on the Upper West Side of New York start taking in migrants. That's unbelievable. But kudos to Ron DeSantis. Kudos to Governor Abbott in Texas, who said, you know what? Enough is enough. You want to be a sanctuary city? We'll do everything we can to help you accomplish that, celebrate that status. And all this guy has done now since the migrants started showing up in his sanctuary city is piss and moan. Because they're committing crimes, they become a burden, support, and every time they built in Brooklyn, they built a kind of like a tent city to accommodate this overflow. Well, the people that were staying in Midtown Manhattan hotels where they were partying and doing drugs and, you know, having a good time, they weren't interested in that, so they wouldn't leave. When this is all said and done, the cost of this disaster in New York is going to be incredible. And plus, the city just, it's not safe.
No.
Just not safe. There's a very high cost to be a flaming liberal these days. What else do we have in the news this afternoon? Okay, we told you earlier, in case you missed it, hundreds of LGBTQ groups are now targeting Target with an angry demand that all their displays for the Pride Month thing be restored, and they're giving them 24 hours to comply. How do you like that? When you invite them in, they never leave. Here is Terry.
Okay, I disagree with one thing that you said.
Sure.
And that's them being sent to New York and other places all over the United States. If they can send them up there, why can't they just send them out of the country?
Well, that's a good point. They don't belong here to begin with, and, you know, you're absolutely 100% correct.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just stupid to fly. They're still in America, though. You know what I'm saying? Fly them back where they came from.
And let them go through the system that so many... This is why Florida's now a solidly red state, because...
Yep.
A lot of people that lived there came from those countries and went through the system, the process, to become citizens. They didn't like seeing people waltz in and be handed everything.
Ask a Cuban, does he think it's being fair to him right now with all that's going on? Ask a Mexican American, is this fair what's going on? Because they went through the system the way they were supposed to, and now they're just letting them walk in.
Yep.
I say send them back where they come from, let them fly them back over there, not to New York, not anywhere else, out of the country.
That would be a lot cheaper than what we're going to be paying out in and robbing, you know, programs that we all pay into, Social Security and so forth, and they're going to rob those systems to give them money to buy a vote eventually, I suppose. But I think a lot of them are coming from countries where they're not going to buy into this Democratic BS. We hope. Good call, Terry. Thank you. America's behavioral issue. One in every 568 flights. Now, that may not seem like a lot, but one in every 568 flights now has an unruly passenger incident. There was one the other day. Somebody acting out. They had to drag her off the plane in New York. Verbal abuse, drunk people. It's going to get to the point where they're going to have to breathalyze people when they walk on a plane.
Yeah.
And if your blood alcohol level is higher than legal limit, guess what? You're not getting on.
Exactly.
Other issues of noncompliance, smoking or vaping on board, refusing to keep seatbelts on, baggage issues like getting caught with a carry-on you didn't pay for, and drinking booze you bought at the duty-free store. In related news, somebody combed Twitter to find the weirdest and funniest things that have caused flight delays recently. Well, they're not funny. A fist fight on the jetway. It's the fact that we're wound up so tight right now, and you're anxious enough getting on a plane, and when somebody doesn't move fast enough and you bump them, instead of saying, excuse me, they're getting a punch in the nose. Somebody on a plane airdropped, and you can do this and hit every cell phone in the plane, photos of a plane crash. That's like from the movie Airplane, where the in-flight movie shows this jet light. I mean, it's funny in the movie. Not so funny if you're on a plane.
No.
Somebody's emotional support dog would not stop barking, which makes me question whether it's a real emotional support dog, because as we learned from Terry Adams, they require a lot of training, and they just don't let any dog wear that blue jacket. Before takeoff, a passenger removed an exit door and ran off with it. Seriously, a passenger spilled a bunch of rice in the aisle, then the crew refused to leave until they cleaned it up. There was a delay because the pilot left his glasses on a different plane. That I can see where you really want to wait to make sure your pilot has the right glasses on.
Yeah.
A flight was delayed by a, quote, fish incident in the cargo hold. Maybe somebody was trying to smuggle piranhas. Another one, crew realized the food carts on board were too wide for the aisles. Well, okay. Yeah.
Who did that?
How does that happen?
Yeah.
God, I am so glad that I got to fly as much as I did when flying was fun.
Yeah.
You dressed for it. You got served a meal in coach or first class if the flight was longer than 90 minutes. Remember flying to Atlanta from Fort Lauderdale. And you had a choice when you made your reservation.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of breakfast would you like? Do you want the omelet or the fruit bowl or whatever else they were offering? Now, as you see, sit down and shut up.
We don't have peanuts, so don't ask for them.
A flight was delayed because one tray table was broken. I'm assuming that's that thing on the back of a seat.
Yeah.
And here's another one. The plane is taxiing. And one of the passengers looked out and saw a big pothole on the runway, so they turned back. Yeah. Flying. I'm sorry, I made my last flight in 2011. That's the flight. It was in December. I was going down for one overnight day to take Janelle Christmas shopping. I got a really good price on a ticket. So, and of course, I'm taking the first flight out of Montgomery because I want to get every possible minute into the trip as I can. So, we are, it's a cold front had come through. And it's early in December, first week of December. And it was very cold. It was below freezing. So, we board the plane, I think it was at 5:40. And the pilot comes on and says, we're going to be delayed a few minutes because of the temperature. We're going to de-ice the plane. There was no precipitation. There was no, you couldn't see a damn thing on the wings. I know because I looked, but I guess that's procedure. Okay, so it's not that big of a deal. I'll still make my connection in Atlanta. So some time passes, and then the pilot comes on and says, Ladies and gentlemen, the de-icing truck won't start. God. I think Don Duncan needs to put a location at the airport. The de-icing truck won't start.
That gives you a lot of confidence.
So we got to wait till the temperature gets above 32. My 5:40 flight took off at 10. I blew my connection. I think I got to see Janelle around 3. I was supposed to see her at 10:30. It kind of sucked the joy out of the occasion. That was the last time. Yeah. And I thought, doesn't anybody have jumper cables for the de-icing truck? I had some in the car. I can, meet the de-icing. That way we can get going. And that was the last flight. 4:56 on News Talk 93.1 FM. You'll never have to worry about not being, not just properly, but with enthusiasm and care from the staff at any of the Adams Drugs locations. This is, again, a company that's been built on an incredible level of customer service from their original opening location on Adams Street in Montgomery. Now there's 12. One near you, including those that have health clinics. There's 4. One right up the street from us at Perry Hill and Carmichael Road. All of them are staffed with people who exemplify the dedication to customer service. You know what they stock? Yes, they have all your over-the-counter stuff, and of course the pharmacy has whatever you need to get filled. But they stock time. You'll never get that roll of the eyes when you need to ask a question or you want a recommendation on an over-the-counter solution for symptoms you're dealing with. The pharmacists, they've done this for me numerous times, have said, we're going to put a slight delay on filling your prescription because we're looking for a coupon to bring your copay down. I didn't ask them to do that. They did that. And they did. Saved me about $95 from what they were originally told on the copay. And they didn't do that for me because I represent them on the radio. They did it because I'm a customer, and that's what they do for anybody they can. And once you become part of that family and you're at one of their locations, it's great to see people walk in and get greeted on a first name basis. It's very Mayberry-esque, and I mean that as a tremendous compliment. They make you feel special and appreciated, and you should. So if you're tired of long lines at the drive-thru and the roll of the eyes at the counter when you need a question answered, it's time to get online, go to adamsdrugs.net and find the one nearest you. They will take great care of you. Their gift shops are terrific as well. All right, we have to visit the traffic dungeon. I'm not sure. Yeah, there should be traffic. Then we've got Wall Street Business, SRN News, and then the exciting 5 to 6 hour. It's incomparable.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, if you're headed out of Montgomery on Highway 31 to Prattville near the Kenworth Truck Dealership just before Hunter Loop, we had a vehicle fire earlier. Still seeing a little bit of a backup in that area. And, of course, it's already busy on 31 to Prattville this afternoon. Just use caution there. East South Boulevard near Strathmore Drive got a minor accident there. Busy on Norman Bridge outbound Atlanta Highway. Picking up some cars now. Getting a little bit busy as well as East Boulevard and Northeast Boulevard. 231 to Wetumpka, light to moderate traffic, I-65 and 85 looking good. Invisible Fence has indoor-outdoor systems. Not only do they help keep your pets safe, but they've got the perfect start training method, and that makes all the difference. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Today's show is brought to you by Apple's second-generation AirPod Pros. So advanced, they actually lose themselves. Guaranteed.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Stocks drifted on Wall Street amid a vacuum of market-moving data today. Banks were some of the biggest gainers, recovering from their struggles earlier this year after high interest rates helped cause several high-profile failures. The cryptocurrency